Friends, welcome to the Tuesday in Holy Week for the year of our Lord 2021. Please join me for our call to worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Come, faithful people, and find that quiet center where God may enter in. Though not yet free to gather in person, we remain God's people, hungry for God's holy presence, ready for God's word to us. Let us worship God. Let us pray. I invite you together with me to say our prayer of confession. We need your healing, merciful love, O God. Give us true repentance. Some sins are plain to us. Some escape us. Some we cannot face. Forgive us. Set us free to hear your word to us. Set us free to serve you. Friends, hear good news. God was in Christ making peace with the world, not counting, not holding our sins against us. Therefore, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. That which is behind them is dead and buried. Behold, in Christ, God is making all things new. In this holiest of weeks, receive the assurance of God's forgiveness. Receive the assurance of God's unbending love. Amen. Hear this reading from Scripture from the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. Paul writes, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, 'I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.' Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." The word of God. Thanks be to God. They say that the best way to interpret Scripture is through Scripture. And these past few days as I've been pondering that powerful, powerful text from the Apostle Paul, I keep bringing to mind the powerful sermon with which Jesus speaks, the powerful parable with which his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel concludes. It's that parable that gave birth to the three little pigs, where one person builds on rock and one person builds on sand. That's a parable about foundations. And I think that's what Paul is speaking of here, foundations. Paul is not suggesting that there is no such thing as human strength, human power. Nor is he despising that. He was a tradesman. Of course, he understood what human beings can do for one another in their strength. Nor was he disparaging human wisdom. He was a thoughtful man, a well-read man, and he drew on that in all of his letters. But what he is speaking about here are the foundations on which we build. And those foundations he had come to realize in a moment of profound revelation, those foundations all pointed to one place, to Golgotha, to Calvary Hill, to the cross. That is the foundation on which Paul chose to build, and that's the foundation on which he invites us to build, not scorning wisdom, not scorning human strength, but recognizing that in the end, it is God's wisdom and God's strength that will prevail. Again, as Paul so beautifully puts it, for Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles, but for those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, please join me in this responsive prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, in this sacred and solemn week, when we see again the depth and mystery of your redeeming love, help us to follow where you go, to stop where you stumble, to listen when you cry, to hurt as you suffer, to bow our heads in sorrow as you die, so that when you are raised to life again, we may share in your endless joy. Through Christ. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Friends, as you go forth from this time of worship, do not fear the journey. Know that even through this Holy Week, that you are not alone, that God travels with us as we travel with Christ to the cross and, yes, to the joy of Easter. May it be so. Amen.